Mama said, "Are y'all all right? You got your notepad? Say, can you touch it? Where is it? Where is your pad? What's wrong with you?" Amen. Come on. Come on. In a series called Mama Said. Y'all ready to get some help and be encouraged today? This will happen. Happened to me. Here we go. Mama said, say it with me. Come on. Get out your notepad. I know y'all don't talk like me, but do it anyway. Here we go. Come on. Mama said, get out your notepad. Okay? There you go. Got an echo. Mama said, get out your notepad. And she told me, you write your blessings on one side and you write your messes on the other side. I'm tired of talking to you. I'm about to hang up, son, all right? You got homework. All right? You're not listening. That's what I want to talk about. Write your blessings on the one side and your messes on the other. That's what she told me. And matter of fact, as time rolled along, I could tell when she's about to throw that thing out, you know, on me. I could about hear her on the phone. I learned how to even end the conversation before she even said it. You know what I'm saying? But as I was thinking things that Mama said, this was one of the ones that stuck out in my mind, especially where I'm living right now. I can hear her. I can not only hear her, I can see her grabbing me by the shirt. You know what I mean? You better get your head where it ought to be. Amen? I can hear her. Let's talk about it today. As I was studying, I came across this passage and just want to read it to you. Deuteronomy 30, verse 11. Are you all right? You're with me this morning? Here we go. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. It's not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it? Neither is beyond the sea that you should say, who's going to go over the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and what? Do it. Say verse 14 with me. But the word is very nigh unto thee in your mouth and in your heart that you can do it. See, I've set before you this day, listen, life and good, death and evil. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in His ways, and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. Keep looking. But if your heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce you this day, that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go and possess it. Verse 19, could you say it with me? I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you, help me, life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Keep looking. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, that thou mayest obey His voice, that thou mayest cleave unto Him, for He's your life, and the length of your days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Verse 19. Mama said, get out your notepad. Write your blessings on one side and your messes on the other. You listening this morning? Look at this verse. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, say it with me. Choose. Get out your notepad. What are you going to choose? You got a choice to make. I can choose life or I can choose death. I can choose blessing or I can choose cursing. Choose life. Why? Put it up. That you may what? Live. I don't know if you're understanding me yet. You're starting to get the notepad thing just a little bit. Well, we're going to work on it. Here we go. John 10, verse 10, one of the greatest verses in the Bible. The thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to what? Say it with me. But I am come that you might have life and that you might have it what? More abundantly. Or life to the what? Full. Is that what you want? You want death? You want cursing? Or do you want life? And you want blessing? Say. Let's talk about it. Why don't we have it then? Why do we struggle? Why did she have to tell me? Boy! Get out of that notepad! There's a problem. Look at it. Here we go. There's the notepad. Isn't that fancy? Can we draw? Can we erase it, Raj? Let's erase it. Here we go. Here's what I want you to do with your notepad. Not today. Take your notepad. Put your line down the middle. Okay? And let's go ahead and make it a cross. Can we do that again? This is fun. I feel like Mr. Rogers or something. Amen. And here's what you do. Life. Say it with me. Death. One more time. Life. Death. Pop it up. Life. Bless. Mess. Blessing. Cursing. Bless words. Curse words. Got it? Say. Got your homework? Okay. Let's talk about it. Life is bless, blessing, bless words. Death is mess, cursing, and curse words. Got it? Get out your pad. And Mama said, put your blessings on one side and your mess on the other. And you'll see if you ain't better off than you think you are. Amen? Come on. Malachi 2:2. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to what? Whose responsibility is your heart? Somebody tell me. Yours, absolutely. My responsibility. It's your responsibility, your heart. If you'll not hear, though, and you'll not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will even send a what? Curse upon you. I'll curse your what? Yea, I have cursed them already. Why? Because you do not lay it to heart. So often, we let the mess in our life, and this is the pot calling the kettle black up here this morning. Okay? This is just me preaching to me today. Y'all just in the room, all right? So often, I let the mess in my life be the focus of my life. And it's understandable, and you do it, I do it. But at the end of the day, I'm responsible for my heart. Am I not? Yes or no? Okay. So, come on. That's not going to fly, friend. And if I want to be cursed and I want to have all this, I'm telling you, if I focus on it, it ain't going to be too long. It's going to be that way. Let's keep looking. We give way too much credit. Say that with me. We give way too much credit and attention to our what? Mess than we ought to. How many does that? Can I see? I ain't the only one in the house. Okay. Thank you. We give way too much attention to the mess than we ought to. We treat it like it's a what? When it really what? We treat, and think about it, sometimes it might be the littlest thing we get to focusing on. And we treat it like this mess becomes like this big, gigantic thing, a curse almost, when it basically, it's really not that big a deal. Okay? And it certainly doesn't fall into the category of what we would call a curse. Yes or no? Keep looking. What happens, we focus on the mess and the cursing and all this kind of stuff that we think is going on in our life. We magnify it. Our mess becomes our what? Curse because of our what? Focus and our what? Words! This happened to me! This is happening to me! It's terrible! And we speak it and we speak it and we tell everybody. We get a little audience and we tell them all. And now it's big. And you're cursed then, fool. Amen. I'm looking at a lot of faces that's going, that's what I do all the time. We make it our curse when we focus on the mess. And we give it, we make it bigger than it is. And we end up cursing who? Ourselves. Y'all understand that or not? Now here's the reason I'm going down this track this morning. Listen to me. Here's the reason I went down this track. Did you know the opposite of bless ain't mess? You know what the opposite of bless is? Somebody guess. Curse. If you would think that way, if you would think that way, if you would think that way, I don't think you would give as much value to your problems. See, what's happening, when you focus on that mess, you're basically canceling out your blessings. And this crap over here shouldn't do that. This is not a curse. Is it hard? Sure, but it ain't a curse. You're making it that. You understand? But the opposite can be true if you want it to be. That's what I want. God, please. Amen. I want the opposite to be true, and it can be if you want it to be. What do I mean? Let's take the magnifying glass. And it's interesting. See how blessed, blessing, and blessed words are bigger than when the magnifying glass was even on the other? Because the honest to God truth is your blessings and all this kind of, is way bigger than your problems. And when you start focusing on it, it's amazing how it's going to start to change your life. And your head's going to get up. Amen. That's what Mama was trying to tell me. Son, there's power in blessing. But there's power also, it's an evil power. When you just focus on this mess. Because it just absolutely makes it where you can't see what life is and what good is. Is that making sense to you? Our blessings don't get enough credit and attention so often, so we've got to do better. We don't use our blessings to what? Bless us when we really should. Say that with me. We don't use our blessings to what? When we really should. Say it with me one more time. That's got to get down inside of you. We don't use our blessings to bless who? When we really should. We're waiting on somebody else, maybe. Bless you. A lot of people don't know what's good in your life. They don't know the secret things, the battle scars, the different things you've overcome in your life. They don't know the relationship you might have with Mama and Daddy and some good things if you'll call it to remembrance. You understand? Nobody can bless you like you can bless you. Because nobody's lived your life but you. Does that make any sense? So when you choose not to bless yourself, when you choose to talk about the mess, focus on the mess, basically curse yourself, I tell you what, you're doing a great disservice to yourself. How many really think I'm the one with the problem here in the room? Stop! Amen! Good! I finally am getting it, Mama. Our blessings don't bless us because of our what? And our what? Our blessings can't bless us because of our focus, because our focus is on the what? The mess. Which really ain't a curse, but we make it a curse. It's just really a what? Mess! But our focus is on the mess, and then we speak it. We speak it. Did you know before I preach messages, I'm in my office doing what I'm doing right now? I'm preaching into the office. I do. I'm in my office. I'm talking to myself. You know why? Because I'm that kind of good learner. I can learn better when I say things out loud and I can hear it back in my ears. But unfortunately, when you talk mess, you're also speaking it out and it's coming back into your ears and it's becoming a curse to you. Does that make sense? because of focus and because of words. We miss seeing our blessings, therefore we are not what? Why didn't God bless me? Well, why don't you just shut up? Right, Mickey? Come on, stop it, brother. Amen. You know Mama's right, don't you? Is anybody lost in the room? You understand what I'm talking about this morning? Because we choose, say it with me, not, one more time, because we choose. You remember last week I told you that I had such a hard time because of my struggle being able to even see that God loved me and cared for me. Being able to hear that you love me and care for me. And boy, that's a curse, isn't it, Si? When God loves you, and when people around you love you, and you can't hear it, that is a curse. Would you agree? That's a whole lot bigger than the mess, ain't it? That's what I'm talking about today. Amen. Well, I'm glad we're having these Mama Said things. She said, do what? Help me now. Get out your what? Okay, so don't you try to leave that thing here. You take it with you today. Here we go. Couple of questions today. Is your mess really a curse? Is your mess really a curse? Probably not. Probably not. Your mess might be worse than somebody else's mess. It's not that your mess doesn't matter. Your mess is a big deal. It's a big deal to you. It should be a big deal to me. But is your mess a curse? I mean, really, go look in the mirror. I'm cursed! I mean, you're not going to do that, are you? You will get in the mirror and cry, oh, man, this is happening to me. But, I mean, really, next time you got the junk going on, get in the mirror and go, here's the junk, and go, I'm cursed! And you'll go, well, that shouldn't curse me. Come on. Amen. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. But it what? Ain't that bad. Come on, it's what? It what? Ain't that. Can you say that again? It what? How many don't like to say the word ain't? Get over it. You're at fellowship. Amen, brother. Come on. Here we go. Come on. I looked at some scriptures too, and we're going somewhere. We're not far away from the end. I think we've made the point. Double-minded. When you focus on your mess and it just screws up your blessings because you want to look at your blessings, but you're seeing your mess and it becomes a curse and you're just like a two-headed monster. The book of James. Out of the same mouth proceeds what? Blessing and what? And you know, often, it's true, we do that with people. You know, we'll bless one person, we'll curse somebody else. But you know what? This verse really spoke to me this week. That's what I do to myself. Brethren, these things ought not so to what? Come on. If anybody in the world should want you blessed, it should be who? You. Amen? Come on. Stop cursing yourself. Stop cursing yourself. Stop magnifying something that does not deserve to be put on the same level and X out blessings. Keep looking. Out of his own word begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Speak those blessings. Speak that truth. It's going to help you in your life. Keep looking. A lot of stuff we got today. Double mind. Here's the power of words. I saw a passage that I've read many, many times, but it just meant something different to me when I read it this time. It has a lot of other meanings other than this, but I want you to see it. Pop it up. Mark 11, Jesus, on tomorrow, when he was come from Bethany, he was hungry. So Jesus was what? He's hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, Jesus came hoping he might find anything thereon because he's what? Hungry. And when he came to the fig tree, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of the figs was not yet. What do you do? And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man is going to eat fruit of you, fig tree, here on forever. And his disciples heard him. Can you imagine? I believe that Jesus was talking to a tree over there, baby. He was teaching us something. Watch it. He spoke to that fig tree. Keep looking. And in the morning, as they passed by, him and the disciples, they saw the fig tree what? Dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed yesterday, it's deader than a hammer. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. And here's what he was trying to teach us. There's power in words. Say that with me. There's power in words. The most powerful words that have the most power is words that you say to yourself. Words that come out of your mouth, go back into your ears, can absolutely bless you or destroy you. Yes or no? Oh, sure, they can hurt other people too. But words that come out of your mouth and come back into your head is killing you. And so he was making a look at, he spoke to that fig tree, he was hungry, no fig, but that, you dead. Next day, it's dead. He's trying to teach a lesson, the power of words. And then he goes on with this incredible verse. Look at it. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall what? Words say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not what? Doubt in his what? But shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. Say it with me. He shall have whatsoever he what? Jesus was not talking about being an idiot. Go out to Mount Everest and go, mountain be removed, mountain be removed, mountain be removed. It ain't happening, fool. The mountain is in your mind. The mountain is in you. It's incredible, the power of words that can kill you. And somebody else's words can hurt you. They can wound you. But you know, probably they can't kill you. But your words can kill you. Yes or no? Are y'all hearing what I'm saying today or not? You got a mountain in the way. Stop cursing yourself with what you're saying and focusing on the mess and magnifying the mess. Magnify the blessing. Get out your notepad! That's what Mama was saying. And I never really saw it until this week. I mean, I knew it a little bit, but I didn't see the power of an old country mama and what she was saying to me. She's a pretty smart lady, wasn't she? She's still helping us. I know she's up in heaven going, talking to Jesus, going, took a long time. Amen. Malachi, your words have been stout against me, says the Lord. Have you thought about the things you say and how you focus on your mess and how God in heaven, who's blessed you, when he hears your words, he's not feeling sorry for you. He's up in heaven going, your words are stout against me. You have so much good I've given you. We never see him like that, do we? Your words are stout against me, says the Lord. And you say, why? Why? Why have we spoken against you? You've said it's vain to serve God. And what profit is that we've kept your ordinances and that we've walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? You're focusing on your problems and how it ain't worth it anymore. There's a proof of blessing, though. You can prove God. I'm going to tell you something today. If you'll do what I'm telling you, and what God's Word is telling you, and I'm going to tell you, I've been doing it. And it doesn't take that long. It doesn't take that long to take something that's horrible in your life and let God help you and start speaking some blessing in your life and focus. It really doesn't take that long to get your head up. Y'all hearing me? Got some doubters in the room. You're going, I don't know. My mess is bigger than that. The scripture over in Malachi 3, it's talking about tithing a lot of times. We use it to teach you how you're supposed to give to God's work and all that. But you know, I looked at it differently. Let's look at it. Here we go. Will a man rob God? Do you think you're robbing God when you're focusing on your messes instead of focusing on your blessings? Yes or no? Yes, you're robbing God. You've robbed me. You say, where did we rob you? In tithes and offerings. But don't let that spook you. You are what? Cursed with a... For you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Keep looking. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. And what's that next? And what? Prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the what? Of heaven and pour you out a what? That there shall not be what? Room enough for you to receive it. Now we've always talked that about the money, right? Giving the money. But shouldn't every Sunday when we come here, shouldn't part of what we do, we give out praise to God and how good He's been to us and blessing? You know what we should do here? Say, shouldn't we do that at home? Say, shouldn't we, and I'd like for you to take the challenge today. I'd like for you to take my challenge. Quit making your mess a curse. Start focusing on your blessing and you see if God won't open the windows of heaven for you. And see, I'm not talking about give y'all kind of money, a new Cadillac or something. I ain't talking crazy stuff like that. I'm talking about some mountains getting removed in your mind and in your life. And maybe you start to get a little bit of kick back in your step and get a little game back on again. You understand? Why don't you prove God? And he said, I'll rebuke the devil for you. And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. If you focus and speak and praise him and quit robbing him, do you think the devil's not going to have the hold maybe he had on you? Say, of course he's not. You think you might start to be fruitful again in your life? Somebody tell me. Of course you will. And all the nations shall call you what? That old boy that was walking around with his head down, Eeyore. Yes, all of a sudden he's dancing, he's galloping, he's moving, he's shaking, he's going. Do you think people might notice a difference in you? They might even go, what church do you go to? Amen. Say. Your words have been stout against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken so much against you? It's funny, a lot of times we think we're just living this little perfect Christian life, but our attitude sucks, excuse me. But I'm not saying do bad things, and I'm not doing bad things. And you know, God's in heaven going, you know what? You're just a big old Pharisee. You don't have the joy of the Lord. You don't have what I can give you. And you're pathetic. You're basically no use to me. Nobody wants anything you got, so shut up. Amen. Come on. You've said it's in vain to serve God. What profit is we kept your ordinance, etc. And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. And you say all this mess. Then they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. That's what I want to be, baby. Amen? And I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serves him. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serves God and him that serves him not. We're not serving God when we're focusing on our mess and making it a curse, which it really ain't. But we think we're serving God because we're doing something. But your head screwed up. Amen? I got to quit. Get out your notepad. Life, death, blessing, bless words, mess, cursing, curse words. When you focus on the blessings, say it with me, there's what? And there's also what? Isn't that true? Yes or no? Say. And when you focus on the mess, do you have gratitude? When you focus on the mess, is there peace with God or are you cursed? I'm cursed. I can't get either of those things. You feel better when you focus on blessings. Say it with me. It's a fact. I've had so many doctors tell me this. I also have seen studies on it. Even watched on Nightline one night. Surgeons affirm that people who exhibit faith do better in surgery than those who do not have a religious faith. When people go in under the knife and they're at peace, it's like a dream come true to the doctors and the staff and the people that's working. Well, why do you have to get cut? Why do you have to get cancer? Why has all this bad got to happen to you before you start to realize you're blessed? I'd want to get that stuff down before all this other stuff might happen. Y'all listening? Get out your notepad, Mama said. I want to close with Psalm 103, and I'm just going to read it to you and not going to preach it. If you need some help, read Psalm 103. If you need some help with what I'm talking about today, read Psalm 103. Focus on the blessings of Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all of my iniquities, who heals all my diseases, who redeems my life from destruction, who crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies my mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful. He's gracious. He's slow to anger. He's plentiful in mercy. He'll not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, hallelujah, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed my transgressions. Wow. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pities those that fear Him. For He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. For as man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it and gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto His children's children. To keep, to such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, ye His angels, that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of His, that do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Made me feel better. Amen. Say. Get out your notepad. The care of my heart is my responsibility. I can make the mess more than it is and be cursed. I can say it's bad, but it ain't that bad. And I can focus on the blessing and be blessed. I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life. All right, y'all good? I choose life over death. I choose blessing over cursing. Would you say that with me? I choose life over death. I choose blessing over... Would y'all say it like somebody's here? Here, one more time. I choose life over death. I choose blessing over cursing. Come on, one more time. Just scream it. Do something. Here we go. I choose life over death. I choose blessing over cursing. I choose life. Amen? That's what Mama was saying. Shoot, she's like Moses or something. Get out your notepad. Let's thank God for His Word today. That's awesome. You're incredible, God.